Don't just talk about it. Go there. This is Dr. Herbert L. Marley, Dean of the University of Healing, bringing you the thought for today. Don't just talk about it. Go there. Ellen was saying that Jesus was on the cross, and he said to the prisoners who were hanging on the cross with him, especially to the one who recognized that Jesus was a little something special, and he said to the prisoner, "Today wilt thou be with me in paradise." Well, now, over 2,000 years, this has been the credo of the church, of the Christian church, of all churches really, that when you die, you go to paradise. When you die, you go to paradise. When you die, you go to paradise. Well, interesting repeating that. When you die, you go to paradise. Well, where is paradise? Where is paradise? Well, you can be sure that Jesus was in paradise at the time he was talking about this. "Today, thou art with me in paradise." You will be with me, or you are with me. It's all a matter of who wrote down those words. Future tense, past tense, present tense. "Today, thou art with me in paradise." Well, just leaving all that aside, what is death? Well, apparently for Jesus and that one prisoner, death was paradise. Well, what is paradise? Well, paradise is everything good, everything harmonious, everything peaceful, everything blissful, everything that feels right, feels good. So, what is that? What is bliss? What is paradise? What are these things? We have these words, but do we know what they mean? The Buddha is experiencing bliss. He was in bliss, and he left the bliss to come back and share with humanity that he understood what bliss is, and that's not true. He didn't come back from bliss to share what he knew. He came back to be himself and have fun. He came back to be himself and have fun. He wasn't the slightest bit interested in what his associates did. He wasn't the slightest bit interested in what other people did. He said, "Let's party." Yes, he did. He said, "Let's eat. I have flagellated my body and I have disrespected my body long enough. It's time for me to enjoy it and eat, drink, and be merry and have a lot of fun in life." Well, you say, "Oh, come on now, that's not the trip about." Yeah, that's right. That's what you think. That's what you've been told. That's what you've been told so long. You've been told so long that when you die, you're going to go to hell or heaven or purgatory or some, you know, place like that, because that was somebody's creative imagination. Did Jesus say any of those things? If you read the teachings of Jesus, everything that he said basically was uplifting, supportive, beneficial, loving. And some things that he is reported to have said are inconsistent with what he said by when he says that all is love, all is unconditional love. And how could anything be done that is contrary to unconditional love? Well, that's a good thought. A very good thought. Now, we know lots of people who've died. We know them before they died. And when they died, everyone was sad and said, "Gee, they're gone. I'm so unhappy they're gone." Well, now, why is a person unhappy because another person is gone? They're unhappy because another person is gone, because they miss them. They miss their presence. They miss their attention. They miss their being in their life. And, of course, that's very selfish. Very selfish, but it's the way we are made. And what can we do about that? What can we do about having a life filled with unselfishness, unconditional love? You know, mothers are tremendously selfish. Daddies too. They love their children when they're little puppies and little kittens. But when they grow up to be in the middle years, before teens and teens, then they get into all sorts of nonsense. They are trying their wings. They're seeing what the world's all about. Well, now, the mother and father don't know what the world's all about, so they can't very well teach the children what the world's all about. But the mother and father say in their hearts, "Oh, I wish you could remain a cuddly little baby all your life. I wish I could remain, you know, two, 3, 4 years old all your life, the sweetest little thing, the most gentle little thing, the lovingest little thing. I wish you..." You see, and this is what we do. And so then, when death does finally come, we're so fearful that we're going to lose them, that we're going to miss them. And that's because we never respected them right in the first place. If we would respect our children, our family, our husbands and wives and mothers and fathers and everybody in our world, relatives, non-relatives, whoever, if we would respect them as being supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, really fantastic people, then what would happen to us? What we see is what we are. So if we can see that our friends, relatives, and whomever are wonderful beings, then that's what we are. And if we, with the eyes of the Christ, can say, "Today art thou with me in paradise. Today thou art with me. Art thou, not will you be, but art thou with me in paradise. Today art thou. Today you are." So today, the moment you recognize that the divinity in anybody else, when the prisoner recognized the greatness in Jesus, the divinity in him, that moment he was in paradise, that moment. Now, do you think he felt any pain on the cross? Do you think he felt any unhappiness there? No. They were oblivious to their bodies. They were oblivious to the world around them. They didn't care what the rest of the people were doing. All they cared about was that they were in paradise. And they were in paradise. Now, what is paradise? Well, paradise is everything good. You know? Now, do you think it's paradise when you are happy? Do you think it's paradise when you're having all the blessings that you'd like in your life? Do you think it's paradise when you live in a healthy, hearty, happy body? Do you think it's paradise when your mind is alert and crisp and sharp and able to do anything that you want to do? Any thought that you want to think, you're instantly attuned to it? Now, that's all paradise. Now, you say, "Well, those are human paradises." Well, that's what we understand. Let's talk about spiritual paradises. What's spiritual paradise? Spiritual paradise is being aware of what? Your oneness. Being aware of your oneness. Spiritual paradise is being aware, one with your Father, one with your creative cause, which is you, one with the all. You see, when you're one in and as whatever it is, you're one in and as, you are whatever it is, you are one in and as. So there is no Father out there. There is no greater creative cause out there, because it's you. Now, when you start thinking about that right now, right here where you are, then you start appreciating it. You start delighting in it. You start enjoying it. You start having fun in it. Now, when people die and they feel that they don't want to really go, they're lying. They do want to really go. They're ready to move on to the next dimension. They're ready to leave this mortal coil behind. They're ready to leave this dimension behind and move on into the other dimension. Now, is the other dimension going to be better or worse or more depends. If today thou art with me in paradise, if that is the reality, today thou art with me in paradise, then that means that from this instant forward, in whoever you are, wherever you are living in paradise. Because you have done your grade school work, you've done your elementary work, you've done your awareness work of who and what you are, and now you know who you are. Who are you? And you have to ask yourself that question. And if the answer is, I am this person with this name, well, you're silly. It's okay, but you're silly. You're still thinking of your human self. Now, what is your divine self? Is your divine self the allness, the isness? Is your divine self every beautiful thing? Is your divine self every great and wonderful human thing? Is your divine self every great and wonderful divine thing? Could you ever have a negative thought as a divine self? No, they don't exist there. Every thought in the divine self is pure. It is your original purity and integrity. And you can live that right here and right now before you die. You don't have to wait till you die to go into the paradise. You can live in that original purity and integrity right here now. How much time, and I know how much you do, but how much time do you spend every day saying, I like me? How much time do you spend every day saying, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? How much time do you spend every day saying, I am my original purity and integrity? How much time do you spend every day saying, I like me? How much time? Now, I know how much time. And I will say, damn little, yeah? Of a 24-hour day, if you say it for 5 minutes total, each time that you think about it, that's a lot. Do you know what you can do in 60 seconds? If you could have a 60-second commercial and you wanted to sell something, what would you say during that 60-second commercial? You could say a lot. You're like, I don't know, let's see now, there's the second-hand, a minute's pretty long, but there's the second-hand going up now to 12. Okay, today thou art with me in paradise. Today, that's 5 seconds. Today, you're wonderful. Today, any dream that you have is yours. All that it takes is to be able to put your concentration on it 100%. To say, I am my original purity and integrity. I am my original purity and integrity. I am my original purity and integrity! Now that's 30 seconds. That's not even a minute. Now, you see what you can get done in a commercial? That you can get done in 1 minute. You can say all of these things. And when I say to you, do you even say it 5 minutes long? That's a long time. You don't. And the reason that you don't is one simple reason. You don't believe that it's true. You don't believe that it's true. I say, who are you? And you say, I'm Ingeborg. Or who are you? I'm Sylvia. I'm Ellen, you know. Who are you? I'm Rex. Now, when you're dog training, you make a statement. Sit! And you make it firmly, definitely, not angrily, but firmly. Sit! Sit! Thank you. And you see, you don't have to say, Rex, sit. Release. You don't have to say, Rex, sit. You just say, sit. And this is a command that they have learned to do. And this is all that really matters. This is all that really matters. That when you say, sit, that they sit. Now, when you say, I like me, do you say, I like me? Do you say, I like me, I like me, I'm my original purity and integrity? Do you say that? Thank you, Rex. Do you say that? Do you say that I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body? No, you don't. No, you don't. You think you say it, but you don't really say it, because what you're doing is you're thinking of your impure body, of your impurity of the things that you're doing. You're thinking of you wish your body were whole and perfect. You wish your body were wonderful. You wish it, you see. And these are the things that mess you up. If we could just pour clean water into a clean glass, we would have clean water in a clean glass. But the minute you put your lips to it, your lips mess up that water, you know? And if you got food in your mouth, you let a little bit of that slip out into the water, you're messing it all up, and then you look at the bottom of the glass and say, how'd that bread get in there? It fell off your lips, you know? And you don't know how dirty you are, and I don't mean that in a negative sense, but you don't know how much schmutzik you have in you that gets into everything you do. And if you can just say, I like me, 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 and not one other thought can get into your mind, not one other thought can get into your attention. I like me, I like me, I like me. And whatever you're doing, just keep saying, I like me, I like me. Or you may think of what you're doing, and but the moment you are not thinking of what you're doing, you say, I like me, I like me, I like me. You come back to that. You can never say it too much. And that's paradise. That's paradise. Because your body, your mind, your brain, your beingness believes what you have taught it. Mm-hmm. And we were talking to friends, and these friends were saying, well, his boyfriend, her boyfriend rather, didn't like the philosophy of the teaching of positive thinking. They like the philosophy of the traditional church. And so I said, that's great. Never leave it. If that's what you believe, stay with it. Don't associate with people who are not in that philosophy. Birds of a feather flock together. Stay with that philosophy. Don't go running around with people who are not in that philosophy merely because it's convenient or merely because they seem like they can get some value out of it. Don't. Because you're going to be in the dilemma all the time. You're going to be unhappy all the time. You're going to be thinking about what this other person thinks and how they think and what they think about what you think and how they don't believe in what you believe. Because they come from a different belief. What they believe is not right or wrong, and what you believe is not right or wrong, but it's what you believe. And what they believe is what they believe. And you try to put the two together, and you have confusion. And you have unhappiness. And though you may have certain benefits, the non-benefits are greater than the benefits, I assure you. So, we think that just because just because a magician or some wonderful person says, I just won $1 million. And he said, how'd you do that? Well, I just have been saying, I'm a millionaire, 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 I'm a millionaire. And so you say, I'm a millionaire. So you say what they say. But they didn't tell you everything. They told you everything that they thought about, but they didn't tell you everything that was really happening. Their family had been with illnesses and problems and different things. And then he decided, that's not for me. I am abundant. I live in abundance. And so he began changing his consciousness to saying, I am abundance, I am abundance, I'm a millionaire, I'm a millionaire. Now, and he began thinking how he as a millionaire would be spending his millions, how he would be living in the abundance of this millionaire, this million. And he lived in that, lived in that, lived in that. He did not think of his poverty. He did not think of how his parents were brought up with poverty. And you go ahead and talk about your parents being brought up in poverty, and you think that you're going to be rich? Ha, ha, ha. You'll be no better than what you're talking about. It's not that your parents were bad, but let that go. Let the past go. We have to let the past go and live in the present. So now, you want to, abundance is nice, you like that. But you want to live in paradise. And if you want to live in paradise, you have to stop thinking about what? Jesus hanging on the cross. If you think he thought about himself hanging on the cross and then being in paradise, you were so mistaken. Because he couldn't. He could not be in paradise and hang on the cross. He could not be in paradise and be subject to the unkindness of humanity. He could not. He had to completely leave it behind, right while he was in it, to leave it behind. Now, can we do that? Sure. But it takes a little training. And the training is doing what? The good training is, I like me, 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 I like me. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. I live in paradise now. Today art thou with me in paradise. I'm in paradise. Woo-hoo. Well, what about, hey, I can see. Don't associate with people who can't see you in paradise. Don't associate with people who don't realize the trip you're taking. And if people are poor skiers and you want to be a good skier, don't associate with the poor skiers. Really, don't. And if people have unhappiness and illnesses and diseases, don't associate with them. Associate only with people who are whole and perfect. And if anybody wants to be whole and perfect and who is not experiencing it right now, say, then start associating with whole and perfect. Let the sickness behind. The people who are whole and perfect do not want to hear about sickness. They do not want to hear about death. They do not want to hear about poverty or any of those things. And that's what we have to do. We have to be so master of ourselves. Now, are you ready to let the past go? And damn it, you aren't. You aren't. You still bitch and holler at each other. You still look for each other's faults. So you still look for anger in the world. You still look for hatred and war in the world. You still look for all those things. Stop it. Stop it. Turn off that television. Discontinue that newspaper. Or, if you see it, say, and there now is peace on earth. Every time you see anything contrary, there now is peace on earth. There now is all in divine order. But the thing is, why make it tough for yourself by forcing yourself to be aware of all these other things that are not your reality? Put your heart, your mind, your soul, your being in what you really want to experience. I like me, I like me, I like me. But I'm not a nice person. People don't like me. People shun me. Shut up. Just keep saying, I like me, I like me, I like me. And you will start liking yourself. You will start being the kind of person that people like. And hey, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. Today, you silly willies. Today, you believe in me, Jesus said. Today. If you know who I am, if you can see the Christ in me, if you can see that, Jesus said, today art thou with me in prayer. Today, not will you will be, but you are. Art, remember that. He lives next door to us here. Remember that. Today art thou with me in paradise. So, what do you want to do when you die? You want to go to purgatory or hell or heaven or all of those things? Or you want to go to paradise?
Paradise is right here and now.
And paradise is right here and now. That's the point. You live it right here and now in everything you do. And everybody you look at is a reflection of yourself. And if you don't like what you see, you better change that reflection inside of yourself. If you don't like what you see, if you look at something and you see the leaves falling off the trees and you say, oh, they look so sad, and you say, no, they're making a blanket on the ground and getting time to go to sleep because it's the fall. And pretty soon the snow is going to come and the blizzards will come and the trees will be all wrapped up in their wonderful blankets and ready for a good night's sleep. And they don't pay any attention to the weather. They don't care at all. If the weather comes along and knocks off a branch or two or rips down the tree, they'll sprout up a new one right there. They don't care. Their image, their reality is life. Their reality is to be, to express. And if you take away this body, pop, up, I'll pop another one, you know. Up, pop another one. Because, Sylvia, you live where?
In paradise.
You live in paradise. Well, how neat. Where do you live?
In paradise.
And where do you live?
In paradise.
And Rex, where do you live?
On the couch in paradise.
On the couch in paradise, right, right. Yeah, and he chooses the best of everything. He's a very wise dog. It's not that he's not dumb. He's a very wise dog. So let's start readdressing our phraseologies to the positive. Not that he's dumb, not a dumb dog, but he's a very wise dog. You are a very wise person. Well, have a wonderful day, and join me in paradise today, right here, right now. And our dear friend Sam, we know he is in paradise today because he was in paradise in his home. And we know he's in paradise today, and we are in paradise today. So join me in paradise today and experience something utterly, 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 utterly fantastic. The immortality of you and all life. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
And a special I love you to Sam.